A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary? And his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Where? Yet they took offense at him. The other day I spoke about familiarity breeding forgetfulness. Today, a typical example of familiarity breeding contempt. How often do we get so familiar with the things of the sacred and it becomes the usual, the normal? We take the things of the sacred for granted. How often do we say to ourselves, "I have been here over 60 years, 100 years. Nothing new. Nothing is new under the sun. We know that." And we close up and we close our minds to the realities that God wants to reveal to us. They saw the wisdom. They saw the miracles. Yet they refused to believe. It reminds me of what St. Paul said to the Philippians in chapter 4, verse 8. St. Paul says, "Finally, brothers, anything that is true, anything that is noble, anything that is right, anything that is praiseworthy, anything that is excellent, identify with it." Identify with it. Today, I know it's the first Friday. Members of the Sacred Heart, those who are here for the devotion, I saw it when I was coming in. It's a beautiful devotion. But then we are celebrating St. Alphonsus of Liguori. We are having a catalog of founders of religious order. Yesterday it was the Jesuit. Today it is the Redemptorist. In another couple of days, it will be the Franciscans and the Dominicans. A week today, the founder of my order. But what is special about Alphonsus Liguori? I happen to have gone to the same school with the Redemptorists, with the Franciscans. We have a Dominican university now. Back then it was Dominican Institute, you know, in my country. I remember in 2022 when I arrived the United States for the first time. No, not for the first time. When I arrived to work here in Los Angeles, a month after, I met this lady, Alma Dampf. God rest her soul. She passed on about 3 months ago. After I preached on December 8th, Immaculate Conception, she invited me for lunch, she and her daughter. And she asked me, "Where are you from?" I told her. I said, "What a coincidence. There is this priest that grew up in the neighborhood in Monrovia, a Redemptorist priest. Whenever he came home, myself and my friends, we supported him in the mission he was doing back in Nigeria." And I said, "What is his name?" He told me. I said, "I know him. I remember him. He taught me in the novitiate, my spiritual year. He was a formator, a novice master for the Redemptorist, and she was speechless. She was there in awe. She never knew what he was doing with the money, but she supported him, she and her friends. She identified with the mission she had. And I told her stories of how they grew the congregation back in Nigeria. She identified with something that was noble, something that was excellent, something that was praiseworthy. And that is what Jesus tells us today. Identify with something good, something excellent. The Redemptorists are everywhere. Their founder, a very devoted confessor, a patron saint of moral theologians, and he taught many and brought many back to God. Let us continue to identify with the good things of God, the things in the church, the sacred things. Let us not be swayed by what we think is something we already know. There is something new. The Lord is doing something new in our lives every day. Every morning, he wakes us up like a disciple to hear his word. May his word take root in our hearts. Amen.